From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In New York today, a new case of anthrax. An NBC News employee has been infected with the skin form of anthrax. That's considered less dangerous than the inhaled strain that's been found in Florida. She's being treated with antibiotics and is expected to recover. Both the FBI and the Centers for Disease Control are investigating. So far, officials say there is no reason to believe terrorism may be involved.
On the military front, U.S. commanders today held off on airstrikes in Afghanistan to allow Muslims there to attend Friday prayer services. Pentagon officials say military operations did continue, but no airstrikes were planned. An update now on the military situation from NPR's Tom Gelton, who's at the Pentagon. Tom, can we assume that no bombing will take place on Fridays during the course of this war?
No, we can't, Robert. In fact, the Pentagon has been very quick to clarify that point. They certainly do not want to give the Taliban or the Al-Qaeda network the idea that they'd be safe on Fridays to move around and do things. There are still U.S. aircraft in the skies watching for things, and what we're told is that the pilots are free to strike whatever targets emerge, what the Pentagon calls targets of opportunity. But there were no pre-planned strikes today as there have been on other days, and this was for a reason. The United States and Britain, of course, have been so careful to make this point over and over that the enemy here is terrorism and the networks that support it, not Muslims as a people, certainly not Islam as a religion. This is the day Muslims go to their mosques for prayers. And as one Pentagon official told me, we want to encourage them to do that. He also said we hope they talk to each other about what's been going on. The idea would be to cut off any rumors before they get started, get people to compare notes about what's actually getting hit and what's not getting hit.
Well, so after 5 days and five nights of attacks, what does the Pentagon say has been hit and what has not been hit?
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Richard Myers, came out again today, Robert, with their report and some video showing targets being hit, missile sites, airfields, aircraft, that sort of thing. Nothing really new there. What's interesting is that Pentagon officials are now saying that they are actually going after fewer and fewer of those fixed sites, such as the air defense system, and they're switching to troops, to Taliban or Al-Qaeda troop concentrations, or the buildings or places where they're believed to be hiding. Rumsfeld, for example, was asked today whether the United States, in fact, is trying to kill people, Taliban leaders, for example, and he basically said yes. He said it's not inanimate objects, not trees or rocks that cause terrorism, it's people. He referred specifically to foreigners who have taken up residence in Afghanistan and are the hard core of the fighters. And he said, when we find them, we do try to deal with them. And that he made it clear that he means kill them. There was a report, for example, that U.S. planes had spotted a Chevrolet Suburban that they thought belonged to the Taliban leader Mullah Omar and blew it up. I couldn't get that confirmed, but officials have talked about some operations where they have specifically tried to kill people. There was, you might recall, a couple of days ago when U.S. planes hit an underground cave where they thought troops were hiding, and they hit it really hard with these so-called bunker busters, bombs designed to penetrate rock, and they think they did kill a lot of people there.
Well, the official Afghan press has claimed that among the people who have been killed in Afghanistan by the airstrikes are a great many civilians. What does the Pentagon say about that?
Well, they're saying that they have no way of really commenting and much less confirming what the Afghan sources are saying. They make it clear over and over that they are not targeting civilians. They can't rule out that civilians are getting killed. There was a coincidence there that where the Afghan press reported a large number of civilians killed was more or less that same area where Pentagon officials said they were going after troops. But we just don't know how to sort of balance these claims.
Okay, Tom, thank you.
Robert.
NPR's Tom Gelton speaking to us from the Pentagon.